This was a specifically determined methodology based on the best information that we had available. There was a range of methods suggested for what should happen here, and we ended up determining what we believe is the most appropriate course of destruction for these plants.
And what is that?
Basically, it was injecting the stool of each plant with an insecticide and the pseudo stems of each plant with a herbicide to ensure that we got rid of any insects that may be responsible for spreading the fungus and obviously also killing the plant. Also involved in this would be after a number of days when the plants are injected with the herbicide to cut those plants up and place them in plastic bags within the area and leave them in the area. There would also be the use of urea at the site to help with decomposition of the material. But we're leaving the material on site. We're not removing it from the site so as to limit the risk of any further movement of the fungus.
What we do know about Panama TR4 is that once it's in the soil, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to get rid of. Will there be any associated treatment of the soil in this particular instance?
Not at this point. What we'll be doing is treating all the plants in the area, and as I said, bagging those plants that are infected. We'll also be treating the whole block in that part of the farm. Obviously, the disease has only been found in one part of the farm, so we'll be basically killing all the plants in that area, and that's about a 10-hectare block of land, and basically fencing that off and ensuring that that area is not used again. So it's it will be left as it is for a period of time until further decisions can be made on future treatment of that area.
How many plants in total will you be planning to destroy?
In that block, we estimate that there's probably 16,000 banana plants.
So not only the ones that have tested positive, but every plant in the block?
Yeah, we basically that block is infected throughout the block based on the distribution of the plants that have tested positive and the interaction that would occur on that block with machinery and other things. So we've deemed that block to be infested, and we will be treating each plant as if they are. So it's only the ones that have come back positive that we'll be bagging, but all the others we will be treating on site, and that's the 16,000.
Dr. Jim Thompson, last week you indicated that this was not a decision that could be rushed. What's changed in the past week since we spoke on the Queensland Country Hour in Tully?
Over the last week, we've given really careful consideration to the range of potential destruction methods that were available, and we sought the best scientific advice we could from a range of sources, both internal to the department and external. And basically that group put together last week the destruction methodology that we agreed was both sensible and practical. It was very easy to come up with options for killing a lot of plants that may not have been practical. So it was we had to really get a balance there, and this methodology provides that and is one that can be used elsewhere as well.
Does this mean that the national arrangements for an emergency plant pest response have now been enacted?
No. Basically, our role here is to ensure that we contain the disease as best we can to the areas where we know it is already. I know people were concerned that we hadn't acted quickly here, but we were informed that leaving the plants as they were didn't present a huge risk. It was far better to get the methodology correct before we moved in. We believe we've got the best methodology available now, so we have moved in, and that will be a methodology that we can use elsewhere as well. It's something that we wanted to make sure we had in place.
So that means that as the lead agency, Biosecurity Queensland will still be footing 100% of the bill for the cost of eradicating the plants?
Sorry, I didn't quite answer your question before, which is, does that mean the national arrangements are enacted? No, they're not at this point. I mean, this is part of the treatment, the immediate treatment. We are meeting the costs, and the Australian Banana Growers Council are helping with some of that. They're certainly helping with some assistance in getting this work done. Now, the national arrangements are still to be worked through, and part of the national arrangements are, of course, the cost sharing that might be there. At the moment, Biosecurity Queensland and the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries are meeting the costs that are necessary there. this destruction order was one that was placed on the owners of the property. They've asked for assistance in implementing it, and we've provided that assistance, both us and the Australian Banana Growers Council.
Does the destruction of the plants bring that family any closer to the issue of compensation for the losses that they'll incur now as a direct result of this action?
It doesn't resolve the compensation issues at this point on the rest of the farm. Clearly, that part of the farm is out of production now, and there's clearly issues associated with that. The removal of diseased material usually is not necessarily compensatable under the national program because it's part of the treatment of the disease as it is. But the future issues around the compensation on the farm will be considered over the next week or so.
How many more plants are you expecting that you might turn up in a positive sense in the next ensuing weeks?
We haven't had what we believe are obviously symptomatic plants anywhere else at this point. Obviously, some people are reporting plants that are showing what they believe might be symptoms of Panama race 4. To date, testing on a number of those has come back as negative, so that's a good sign. We will be taking many more samples. We've got an extra 20 people coming on today to start with further and more widespread surveillance. But at this point, we don't have a lot of likely candidates that are sitting there as looking like they will come back positive. We hope that's the case, but we'll continue to take as many samples as we can to cover the area that we want. There's no doubt that this disease, which can be quite slow to develop, may show symptoms later in the year. There's been suggested that perhaps times like spring might be a more obvious time for the signs of this disease to be seen. So we will have to continue to sample from a range of areas over that period of time. And so results are going to continue to come in for many months at this stage.
Dr. Jim Thompson, as Queensland's Chief Biosecurity Officer, you've also been considering the issue of whether or not bananas grown on this affected property at Tully might find a place in the marketplace. We know that they are not affected, as the plants are, by Panama Tropical Race 4. Does this destruction order make that protocol any less or more likely to materialise?
This destruction order doesn't affect that decision. That decision is one that will be taken as soon as possible. We recognise the huge difficulty we've placed this family under in terms of not being able to harvest, and you're correct to say that the bananas themselves present no risk. It is the operation of getting those bananas in and out that does present some risk. We've been consulting widely within industry and others to seek their views on this issue about harvesting. It is a government decision and one that we recognise needs to be made as soon as possible, and we will be hopefully making that decision within the next few weeks.
Do you believe that risk can be managed?
Look, it's very difficult. We believe that the risk can be mitigated to a large extent. The difficulty we face here, of course, is that no matter how low the risk is, the consequences can still be pretty high if some action's taken that allows the disease to spread. So we want to make sure we have this very carefully considered before any decisions are made.